With the Old Breed, Disc 10.
Chapter 12. Of Mud and Maggots. The boundary between the 3rd Amphibious Corps, Marines, and the 24th Corps, Army, ran through the middle of the main Japanese defensive position on the heights of Shuri. As the Marines moved southward, the 1st Marine Division remained on the left in the 3rd Amphibious Corps' zone of action, with the 6th Marine Division on the right. Within the 1st Marine Division's zone of action, the 7th Marines occupied the left flank and the 5th Marines the right. The 1st Marines was in reserve. Beyond Awacha Dakeshi, the Marines next faced Wana Ridge. On the other side of Wana Ridge lay Wana Draw, through which meandered the Asatogawa. Forming the southern high ground above Wana Draw was yet another ridge, this one extending eastward from the city of Naha and rising to the Shuri Heights. This second ridge formed a part of the main Japanese defensive positions, the Shuri Line. Wana Draw aimed like an arrow from the northwest directly into the heart of the Japanese defenses at Shuri. Within this natural avenue of approach, the Japanese took advantage of every difficult feature of terrain. It couldn't have provided a better opportunity for their defense if they had designed it. The longest and bloodiest ordeal of the Battle for Okinawa now faced the men of the 1st Marine Division. For the attack against Wana on 15 May 1945, the 5th Marines sent 2-5 forward, with 3-5 in close support. The 1st Battalion came behind in reserve. Before 2-5's attack began, we moved into a position behind that battalion. We watched tanks firing 75s and M7s firing 105s thoroughly shell the draw. The tanks received such heavy Japanese fire in return that the riflemen of 2-5 assigned to attack with the tanks had to seek any protection they could in ditches and holes while they covered the tanks from a distance. No man on his feet could have survived the hail of shells the enemy fired at the tanks, and the tanks couldn't move safely beyond the cover the riflemen provided because of Japanese suicide tank destroyer teams. Finally, we saw the tanks pull back after suffering some hits. Our artillery and naval gunfire threw a terrific barrage at the Japanese positions around the draw. Shortly after that, the tanks withdrew. Then an airstrike was made against the draw. The bombardment of the draw seemed very heavy to us, but it wasn't anything compared to what was to become necessary before the draw was taken.